a fetish or orderliness? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. A fetish or orderliness? Ellen's grandson is working here on campus, spending 3 months with us to enjoy himself and to enjoy the philosophy of campus. And as he is here, he is learning to do many wonderful things. We taught him how to drive our tractor, and we proudly said, "This is how you do it." And then at one point later, talking around the breakfast table, he said, "You know, I love tractors. Since I was 8 years old, and I'm 20 now, I have been driving tractors every time I would get to a farm. I would go to a farm in Switzerland, and they would let me drive their tractor. And they showed me how to drive their tractor, and they showed me how to plow their fields, they showed me how to drag their roads, they told me how to grade and to level and to do all these things. And they had big tractors, tractors that are maybe, again, as large as the one we have here at the monastery. But I love this tractor we have here at the monastery." So, our young grandson takes the tractor and goes around the roads. And as he goes around the roads, he grades them and prepares them, because with the rain they get a little rutted. So he readjusts them so that they're all smooth and clean. And to him it's a great joy to go at top speed on the tractor as he roars along over the roads, making them all smooth and clean, and basically he does a good job. But everywhere he goes, his tractor cuts into the old road, and wherever paths crossed or wherever meditation paths were flowing between roads and paths, there became a ridge. And the ridge was an imperfection as far as we were concerned. And so, as I would come up to each ridge, I would take my foot and I would rub it along the edge of the ridge and flatten it out, and then I'd stamp my feet on it so that it would be smooth and lovely and a comfortable mental image to walk on and be nice to do. Now, Ellen said to her grandson, Martina, she said, "Martina, when you grade the road, take time wherever the road is adjoining another road to smooth the conjunction paths so that they are a smooth flowing group. So as you mentally walk up to this path, you physically see the path, you'd see that it doesn't have the little ridges along there that are saying to you that this is a separate road." Now, I haven't heard his responses, but I can well imagine that he says, "I've been doing a good job. I'm really putting this out, and I'm really loving what I'm doing, but I'm doing a good job." Now, is it a fetish that we want that little ridge taken down, or is it something more than a fetish? Is it just something that pleases us and pleases our artistic aesthetic taste, or is it something that reaches far deeper? Well, actually, it reaches far deeper. Many statements are made: if you're going to do a job, do it well. A job well done is a job done well. And many people do not have that as their priority. They do not have it as their way of operating, you know. And because they don't have it as their way of operating, it doesn't bother them that the ridge is there. And then when they come to a point and they have to turn, they lift up the cannon on the back of the tractor and dump the load of dirt that's in it right there at the edge of the road, or right, sometimes right in the middle of the road, and then they go on with their activity, not realizing that people who walk along in their shod feet or bared feet are walking along on this meditation path, and they're walking along in harmony and peace, and then they have to carefully walk over this big chunk dumped right in the middle of the road. Now, how did this happen? How did this happen? Well, Ellen is the director of our campus activity. And we have a handyman, and his name is Brian. And Brian is a most responsible and most excellent man. But Brian, too, is not a fetish man. He does not carefully put his end dirt down and smooth it out so you don't even know that he had taken it from somewhere. Brian, too, goes by paths and leaves ridges. And as these ridges are there, when this new lad comes along and Martina looks at these things, and he says, Mattia, as he sees these things, he says to himself, "Oh, I guess that's the way it's to be done." He doesn't say, "How would I do it if I were in Switzerland? How would I do it if I were on my own farm? How would I do it? Well, I wouldn't waste time cleaning things up. I wouldn't make a fetish out of doing things like that." Well, all of life is a matter of doing everything to our highest and best. And so if Ellen would require that Brian would clean these things up, say, "Brian, come back here. Now, I want you to clean these things up right now. I want you to then go with Brian and point out each place where he dumped the dirt and left a little tragedy by the side of the road. And say, clean this up and clean that up." And she'd say, "Well, I'm paying him so much per hour, and my goodness, I'm paying him to clean up his..." Well, if he were working and he were finishing up his work, he'd have to be doing that. You'd be paying him for that. Now, the workman doing a job well speaks well for them. The boss or employer hiring anyone to do a job, allowing them to do a job less than beautiful because they had to rush to get it done or something, there's no rush. We have roads on our property here, this 104 acres. They go miles upon miles upon miles, and they interweave into the property and around the property, 3 miles around the property and all over inside the property. Well, many of these roads had not been touched for 20 years. No one has driven over them to straighten them out or clean them up. They just were there, and very few people used them because they were not maintained. But then along comes the geniuses like Brian and like Mattia, and as Mattia drives the tractor and does these beautiful things and does not do the finish work, then he's not doing the job well. Every little area, if you're doing a piece of path, you go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and then you take the drag and you go over it and you have it all smooth so it looks like it belongs to the property. It's not just some freshly cut earth that people say, "Oh, this is a new path. This is a new path." The path should look so beautifully inculcated to the other property that you don't even realize that it's new. You just think it's been there forever. This is the genius at work. This is both the genius at work in the boss and in the employee. And while it makes demands on the boss to find out what the employee is doing and to make sure that they do it right, that's part of being a boss. And if you don't want to be a boss, then don't. We have people that just don't want to be a boss. We ask people to look over what some of our people are doing while they're doing it, and they don't want to. they have other things that they'd rather do. And because they have other things that they'd rather do, they do not look over the things that they're supposed to look over. But these are the things that show our priorities. These are the things that show what we feel are our values. And we sort of show off our modus operandi by how we operate ourselves. What we choose as our priorities. What do you choose as your priority? Do you choose as your priority what you think is a fetish? Or do you choose as your priority what you think is orderliness? Or do you choose as your priority a job well done in all aspects of what it means? Go out and grade the roads. And when you're done grading the roads, they should be so perfectly done, like a masterpiece, like a Michelangelo had done the work, and every brushstroke perfectly in place, every majestic expression beautifully done and beautifully orchestrated, orchestrated by what is around it as well as what's in it. How beautiful that is. Are you ready for that kind of a experience? I know I am. But to do it takes a lot of humility. It takes humility of saying, why am I doing it in the first place? What is the purpose of doing it in the last place? And is that how it was done? Good question, isn't it? Think about it very carefully, and then remember, that's who you are. Know with all my heart and soul, I love you, I love you, I love you.